asked about 100 pitchers that I had some questions on. But as we're getting deeper and deeper here, in closer to the draft that I'm going to be participating in, which is the important ones, Corey, of course.
That's what it's about. This is not about your team. This is about our teams.
Just so everyone's clear. Although we'll answer your questions, 844-843-6879, obviously. But I freaking love, and I've said this about a month ago to Tony and Corey and Scotty, I freaking love Odubel Herrera a lot. And I think he's the right ballpark, the right type of player, the three spot in the lineup. He's had a nice little spring at the WBC. Now he's back. He's hitting again at Citizens Bank. I love Odubel Herrera. Is that stupid?
No, he's a good little player going where I believe he should be going. And he's a guy I have no problem rostering. I like him.
Well, it's one thing saying no problem rostering.
I really don't have, I have a bad thing to say about Odubel Herrera. I like the player. It's a great story. I like rooting for him. And I think he's in the, as you say, he's in the perfect situation.
Last year, Odubel had 15 home runs. He had 25 steals. I mean, he strikes out 20% of the time. Not extremely egregious. Batted .286. The OBP was .361. BABIP was, you know, the lowest of his career. Like, everything I see about this guy, everything I look into about this guy, it's amazing. Like, he's awesome.
He walks a good amount of times, too.
He walks. Yeah. He walks almost 10% of the time. Like, these are all numbers that I think he's going to do again.
Yeah, no, I agree. Like I said, nothing bad, nothing but love for Odubel. So.
Where's he going?
I believe he's got, well, let's see. So he's probably going a couple of rounds later. We've got to do the math with the 12-teamer.
No problem.
But, you know, I got to say, I think he's going, say, in a 15-team, he's going to say 10th. So maybe he's going like 12th round.
This is like a steal with a 15-25 guy.
No, that's, and not a lot of people do that. That's what people seem to forget. Everybody thinks, you know, and even if it's like somebody did it once.
I'm going to be so mad. I'm going to reach for this guy because I want him so badly.
Yeah, no, if that's a guy that you really want and say he was going in the 12th round of a 12-teamer, then take him in the 11th round. Don't ever be a slave to ADP, especially now. That. Like these ADPs you're looking at, okay, they're just, it's like a market gauge. It's giving you an idea of where players are going. And I do it. If it's a guy I really want, I'm not going to say, well, I have to wait. I'm going to look stupid. I took him too early. Screw that. It's your team. Get the players you want on your team. As long as you believe in them, as you stated the stats for him, take them.
All right, there
it's
you
promo
go.
Cut.
You don't have to say it on the air. You can just literally tell Florio during the commercial. All right, so that's the guy that I freaking love. Another guy that I was in on perhaps until last night he got hurt was Carlos Gomez. Same type of reason, because I think he has that 15 home run, 25 steal type of guy. He gets hurt last night, legging out a triple. He says he's going to be fine. It's all precautionary, whatever. Are we in on Carlos Gomez?
He's a guy that I'm in on to an extent. I'm not one of the guys that's going to reach for him.
Where's he going right now?
He's going a little later too. I think he's going probably around the same range as Herrera. I'd rather have Herrera than
same because he's younger and better.
Yeah, no. Look, Carlos Gomez had a couple of really fantastic years. He's getting older. He's got to stay healthy. And if this injury turns out to be something serious, that will just move up the guy you talked about yesterday. You brought up Delino DeShields Jr.
That's right. That's right.
So, okay. But he was good a couple years ago.
No, I'm not saying I don't like him. I'm just saying I don't think he's a guy that I need to reach for. I don't think he's that. A couple years ago, we thought he was going to be a star. Like, he was going to be a guy that was, you know, and to his credit, what he did last season, coming back after getting cut, you know, that just shows you right there that this is a guy that, you know, loves the game. He's a guy that, you know, wants to succeed and stuff like that. So, I mean, it's not that I hate him. I do like him. I like the skills that he offers. But I'm not, the only point I'm trying to make is I'm not going out of my way for Carlos Gomez. All he's right. Going at 153.
I'm about to say.
Where's Odubel going?
Odubel is actually going higher.
This is a joke, for the record. Unless really? Higher means like better.
Better. He's
not going, a joke.
He's going 120.
Oh, all right.
So this is
he's climbing.
Yeah.
He's going now 120 overall.
120 overall.
That's 10th round, man. Yeah. That's not 12th
here.
That's climbing. Jesus, I got all of a sudden in the fourth round next week of my draft, you're going to see me draft the Odubel era.
So let me throw out some player comps for Carlos Gomez to you.
And Odubel, can we do both at the same time?
All right, Carlos Gomez, Odubel, Joey Bats.
Odubel or Jose Bautista, is that the question?
Yeah.
Because we all like Odubel.
Let's start with Odubel.
We all like Odubel better than Carlos Gomez.
Okay.
Right?
All right.
So to me, Herrera or Bautista, I got to go Bautista there.
It's those guys right currently are going like seven picks apart.
Nice job, Corey. God, you're good at this.
So that's, I mean, for me, I am a Joey Bats fan. For the power, if I need the power, I'm going Bautista. But overall, I'll probably take Herrera.
Hmm. Okay. What about Herrera or Andrew Benintendi?
You know what? I'm going to go with the guy that did it last year. I'm going to go with Odubel.
I like that.
You like Odubel?
I feel like it's just Matt, are there other guys like Odubel that I should know about? Because like, I discovered him when doing research, and I didn't know how good he was. Are there other guys I need to know about that I need to add to my list?
Well, I think the guy going 8 picks, I think maybe we talked about him last week. We kind of
didn't. Well, you mentioned him again. I got to make sure he's
is Adam Eaton, who I think should score like 1,000 runs. And
but where's he going to bat? Because Dusty
I think he's batting in front. I think he's batting leadoff. I mean, I think if it came down to it, the GM would basically tell Dusty, look, you're batting this guy leadoff. I traded, you know, these high-end prospects and all this. It makes no sense not to bat him leadoff.
You know, the fantasy owners don't like Dusty. And I think the last time I looked at roster resources, like, he was batting at the bottom.
Six or seven, yeah.
I think he's back up in the one hole.
Shout out to roster resources.
I'll put Adam Eaton on the list then. Who else? That are like names that I'm just not going to realize are going to be year.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. For like Odubel Herrera, the average is probably going to be less.
Okay.
But you'll get him, say, another. Well, where's he going? Odubel's
the one going 120, is all right.
Yes. A guy later on, if I don't get Odubel, the guy that I've been targeting, because I can get him later, is Kevin Kiermaier.
You love Kevin Kiermaier.
I think, you know, Kevin Kiermaier is guaranteed. He's going, you know, 50, 60 picks later. He's going to, you know, play every day. And like I said, he's a 15, 25 guy with a 20, 30 upside.
Roster Resource has Adam Eaton batting out the two hole.
Out of the two hole now? What are they doing?
Where's Trey Turner batting then? One?
One.
Interesting. They don't know what they're doing. That's what
they're doing. They're kind of like speculating just like we are, but still, it's nice to see.
But see, that makes no sense for other reasons. Because if you bat Turner leadoff, number one, he's right-handed. Then you have Eaton, Murphy, and Harper. See, I don't like this.
Left-handed bats.
I don't like this lineup. I like Harper batting third.
Yeah, me too.
You know?
Yeah.
I got to have a sit-down with Dustin.
You give him a call. I know your boys in them. Quickly here, guess who's back? My man Michael Brantley's playing again. Are we comfortable now, Matt? No, you're not.
I'm still not. I mean, Is it going to hold up? That's my main question. Look, I could be wrong, and I'm fine with being wrong on this one.